Rashi brings down Vayeshev Yaakov. Bikesh Yaakov Lishev Beshalvo. כבוד צדיקים מבקשים, אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא לדיים לצדיקים אשר מסוכן לעולם הבא, שמבקשים לאיש בשלווה בעולם הזה. So down, Rameh Sternbuch brings down what Yaakov wanted. Bikesh Yaakov leish bishalvah. What he wanted. He suffered all of his life. Esav is chasing him. Lavan. Dina. Those wars, Chazal say. He just asked for peace. He didn't ask for a private jet, for yacht. He just asked Leisha Bishanko. So what is the title? He brings down that his Rebbe, Ramesh Schneider, he also said this, one of the Bochum got married and he asked him for a bracha. He asked him, what do you want? He said, I want a good life, quiet life. He said, you don't understand, the Nisyonis is the place that brings you big. You don't want Nisyonis. There's no Musaq to want Leishet B'Shalva. It's wrong to want Leishet B'Shalva. אבל מכל מקום הפסוק says בישראל אוהב את יסף מכל בונוב כי בן סכונים לוי ועושה לקסי נספסי והירו איכוב כי אויסי אוהב אביה מכל איכוב ואיסנו אויסי ולא יוכלו דברו לשולה. ופורשם say that was two reasons, or they knew that he loves them, but Kozma he didn't make a קסי נספסי. But then at the end of the day, he loves him a lot, but he will give everyone the same part of the pie. So they didn't care. When they started to see that Yaakov is doing him a kseinis pasim, they were scared, like we had Avram, Yishmael, Yitzchok, Esav, Yaakov, that Yosef will be the one, and they will be the one that were kicked out of the house. And on that, they disagreed. Another pshat, they say, they knew he loved Rachel, they understood that it's a warm place for Rachel. But now they saw Mikol Echov, he likes Yosef even more from Binyamin, so there's no shaykhs to Rachel. So it means that Yosef is the one that is getting it. So then they were Makbi. And this week's parasha is a very interesting chelek. It's two parts of the parasha. It's the first dream and the second dream. The first dream, it says, Shimu achalim shecholamti anachnu ma'almim. אלומים בתוך הסודה, וקומו אלומוסי וגם ניצובו, ודינת וסובנו ובסייכם ותשתחוונו לאלומוסי. פעמים לא יחוב, אבל לא יחתים לא יכולנו, משה אלתים של בנו. בסייפם דה גוין, מלך is someone that the people choose. People choose to have a מלך. We say, כלל ישראל come to שמואל. שימו עלינו מלך, we want the מלך. Moshe is a person that enforces himself and the country. It's called a Moshe. Ki l'ashem ha-melucho u'moshe l'bagoyim. Klal Yisrael chooses for a melech. And the goyim, he enforces them. Ba'yem ahu, yeh ha-shem echod u'shmo echod. Tinosa malchusecho al kol ha'amim, that everyone will be makir the ribbono shel olam. So they told him, first you think we will choose you for a king? Forget about it. Imo shel timshol banu. He says, why they taught these two things? Because he told them, here we have bundles, right? Ma'alim alumim b'teich ha'sode, v'inei komo alumosi v'gam nitzobo. This is mshola. But ishtachaven, and you agreed. So they told him, we're not planning not to agree and not to let you both things. But this is the chaluk. And now what is very interesting here is, so the first dream is that ma'alim alumim v'inei my bundle stood up, and everyone else banded out. The second dream is the star and the sun and the moons, and the moon and the sun, mishtachvim li. Affected the askenim from Balei HaTesfos. And the first dream, they were not mishtachvati Yosef. The mishtachvati Yosef's bundle. The second dream, mishtachvim li. Why in the first dream, all the other bundles were not mishtachvati Yosef? Or in the second dream, they didn't mishtachvet. So did the askenim, because in the first dream is very easy. Everyone had a bundle, so the mishtachvati Yosef's bundle. How you will do that all the stars are mishtachvati Yosef stars? They went to pick stars. It didn't exist, the picking stars. So you had to say, the stars are mishtachvim li. It's another kasha. The Rashbam asks a kasha, the Pasuk says later, in Parshas Miketz, that Paro tells Yosef the dreams, and Yosef says, "Val hishanoisa chaloim." Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the dream double? Ki memayro Elohim la'asoisa. A dream that comes double, it's rush. Yosef had a double dream. It took him 22 years till it happened. Zeif like the Rashbam. It's like the Rashbam, but only if it's in one day. It's chalois din one day. If it's in 2 days, there's no klal of b'shanoisa chaloi. But why does it say a different mahalach? Some of it says in the Chavetzelis. Yosef had 2 different dreams. The Ramban asked Akasha, why Yosef didn't send to his father? I'm Yosef. So I understand in the beginning, obviously, there was no way to send mail. Because when they sold him down, the brothers were not scared that he will send a text. So there was no sign he would get a text or an email that he's in Mitzrayim. But they were not scared. When he would get to Mitzrayim, he would go over to the guy, listen, go over to my father, I'm telling you $1 billion my father will give to get me out. There was no way, Mitzrayim was closed, was no way to give a message. But when the brothers came already, let them to say to the father, right away, tell the father, his Mitzrayim, his father, they frank the Ramban. So the Ramban, Yosef looked at his dreams like a nevuah. And he had to have the first time the 11 brothers mishtachvi, and the second time the sun and the moon. And the moon and the... And in the first time, he knew that if the brothers didn't come, obviously, Tzur Binyamin is not here. It's not the time of the Nevuah. More from that. We'll masber now a little bit deeper. In the first dream, they were never mishtachvot to Yosef. They were mishtachvot to the aluma of Yosef. It means they have to mishtachvot without knowing who I am. So if he tells them, it loses the whole effect. But now we'll explain the oimek shiba oimek. In the first dream, they were not mishtachvot to Yosef as Yosef HaTzadik. The mishtachvot to Yosef, Yosef who amashbir, he's the one that's giving out the food in Mitzrayim. Mishtachvot la'alumosi. They're not mishtachvot to Yosef. The second time, they're mishtachvot li. Yaakov was mishtachvot to Yosef. Yigod al roish amito. Ta'ale be'in nesagile. The Mesalevi says, in the first dream it says they hated him. And the second dream it says, vayekanu boy. So the Mesalevi, they told him at the beginning, you think you'll be a king? We hate you. You think you'll tell us what to do? But this guy was not jealous, so he will be a king. They hate him that he wants to be the king. But when they said, Mishtachvim li, my father and you, Mishtachvim li, but you think you'll be more special? But you can't, they start to be jealous. It means that Yosef is going to be the one. So it's like the Salevi. The beginning it says, Vayisnu Yosef. Vayikanu Bayochim, the second dream. So first, the Daskenim's kasha is not a kasha. The first dream, you can't be mishtachvet to Yosef. Had to be mishtachvet to the Aluma. The second dream, had to be mishtachvet to Yosef. The Rashbam's kasha is not a kasha. It's not the same dream. 2 separate dreams completely. It's not b'yishano yisach haloim. It's completely 2 different dreams. So I said, Rav Shach, said, oh, it was in Gemana Bnei Brak. He went out to work. Never he had to go out to work. Ashtikon Parnosa. Well, Nebuchadnezzar was Matzliach. Nebuchadnezzar became a multimillionaire. And he built himself a beautiful house with a big swimming pool, with a big baseball backyard, a golf, and all what it was. He bought himself a choshev car, you know, with Titanic handles. His wife told him, you know, you can't take out the eyes, you know, but all the Olam here live in little matchboxes, you know, you can't do that, you know. He said, listen, I give choymish. I get stuck. You understand? When you drive into a meeting with such a car, the guy signs before you start to talk. He said, you can't do that. He went to Rav Shach. She said, listen, I don't really want to talk about my husband. He said, I'm not taking away from no one. I don't understand. What is the problem? She said, well, I'm scared. We'll be jealous. I know her. So Rav Shach asked him if he knows Shas. You know half a Shas? They're like one masechta back and forth by heart. So you could buy the car. Don't worry. No one will be jealous. There's nothing to be jealous of you. Don't worry. You could buy the car. There's nothing to be jealous of you. The brothers were not jealous when Yosef said he will be the mashmir. There's nothing to be jealous. When you become jealous, when you feel Yerem as a balmaile, then the brothers will have a time to be jealous. Before that, they never had a time to be jealous. Then, after the Jew, ויהלכו איכו בלי רצוצי נביא הם בשכם, ויאמר ישראל אל יוסף, על האחיך רואים בשכם לחובש לכו, ויאמר לו, הנני. ויאמר לו, לך נראה שלם אחיך ושלם הצוין, והשיבני דובו. וישלחיו מעמק חברון ויובי שכם. So, first the Mephoshim explained, Yaakov wanted to know what is happening with his kids. Why? Because if you remember, in Shechem, they had the story with Chamorim. And they killed the whole city. That was the place that all the people in that area were about to get the Yaakov. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest. But now they went there. So Yaakov wanted to see what happened. I heard that this is what the Gemara says. Everyone knows the Gemara in Makkos. Meshchem Shechichi Roitzchem. So I heard from Levi, you know, it's Levi, the blind guy that goes around. Don't know Levi? Never met Levi? You never met Levi? You met Levi once. You met Levi? It's a blind guy, 40 years old. He had a machla, both of his eyes were eating up. So every week he calls to tell me Divrei Torah on the phone. He leaves me a message of Divrei Torah, he's melakit. Every week, that's what he does. He calls different people, he has Divrei Torah, and he gives me that. So he brought down from someone that the reason B'Shechem Shechem Roitzchem was taken because the Yaakov killed the city, it doesn't make any difference what it was, so it was a Ashpoah in the place that B'Shechem Shechem Roitzchem. But that was a Mokim Sekon. And then the Pasuk says, this is a Ramban that we have to know. Ve'imtzeyu ish ve'hine toye basode ve'isholeyo ish le'imur mate vakesh. וימצאו איש והנה תויה בסודה. וישלהו איש לימר מה תבקש. צריך רשי, רמב"ן brings it down. כי הוא תויה מן הדרך ולא יודע און הילך. יוסף went to the wrong place. ויעריך הקוסל בזה להגיד כי סיבויס רבויס בואו אלוב. Was enough reasons for Yosef to come back. He went to the place, dead end, there's nothing here. אבל הכל סובה לכבוד אבי. ולהודיענו עוד. This is the Ramban. This Ramban you have to pass all of your life. כי הגזירו אמס והחריצוס שקר. כי זימן לו הקדוש ברוך הוא מוירה דרך שלו עם מידייתוי להביאוי ביודו. וזהו מה שאומרו במדש רבץ, פרק למדבוב פוסוק תזבוב. כי הוא האיש עם האילו הם הלוכים, שלא ילחינו מויר כל הסיפור, לא ידיענו כי אצס השם תקו.
חריצוס?
חריצוס means
השתדלס.
השתדלס. לא ידיענו. A person thinks, such a shame. I went there, such a mistake. I took that plane because of that I was delayed. No shaykhs. Kosh Boch wants you to be. You think because of that person I lost. I asked this guy to send the email, he forgot. I lost. Why he didn't send the dinner? The email. I told my secretary to send the letter. She did not send. It's a chiyuv shtadlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yosef, and maybe later I'll explain it more, to understand when he will see the picture in the end, to know that Hashem sent him to Mitzrayim. Because there was enough reasons that he will not get to Mitzrayim. Because he went there, you're right, his father is such not responsible for Yaakov, well, he knows the brothers are upset with Yosef to send Yosef on his own. You're right. And so stupid I was that I listened and I went. But even when you went, nothing had to happen to you. And Hashem went and chose and sent a malach to bring you to fall into their hands. Because what Hashem wants, that's what happens in there. Don't think because I did this, because I didn't go to college, I don't have money. Because I did this, I don't have that. Because I went to yeshiva. No shaykhus. You will do everything good. Hashem will make sure there will be that person that will make you that will not happen. I remember when we opened this yeshiva, Das Al, and Hashem, Rosh Hashiva is Atzal, and this is Yotzeit Sunday. So I needed to find a place to rent that place. I tried every place. I think Reb Heshi knows. We tried so many places. I went to see a place in Night Vegan. I already signed a contract. It's canceled the last minute. I went to see a place in Ramot. It was not in the gap, back and forth. I already went to a place in Ezaster. It's a huge, massive building there. It's called Sukkot David. It's behind Tamir. I already signed. I already had everything ready. Not only that, I have a halacha shayla. I don't know. I bought the guy. I want him, like, you know, to make it to happen. I bought two very expensive, very, 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 very expensive bottles of whiskey. I had them in my room upstairs. And I left it by the guy. It fell through. I was here months ago before. And then I came back one day from America and I signed with this guy. She wanted me this. But till I signed up, I was upset. Hashem, everything that I'm doing is not working out. Every place is canceling on me. Now, no location was good like this location. This is a ready building. Just invest in us in here. But I was so upset. And some people mommy spoiled it in every place. My halacha shayla is, these two bottles I just got back a week ago, he sent me back, the guy, the two bottles that I left in his office. So what is my shayla, Moshe? No.
Here is my time of heart, that's a year at night.
Story, what is the shayla? Chometz Olal of a Pesach. I gave it to him, I didn't sell it.
Oh.
I didn't sell it. I said, Kol Chamira Deikim Roshusim. I didn't sell it. Even then, I was claiming him to write in the shtar. I said, nah, Miyash of it. It's by the guy.
So why is it not him?
What?
It was a Jewish guy?
Jewish guy. He didn't want to take it. He sent it back to me. He was not Mechalat B'Zeicha. I left it by him. He did not want the B'Zeicha. Could be... So I don't think he sold it. He didn't think it's his. Or even if he sold it, I don't know if it was his. There's two bottles in my room. I don't know what to do with them. What? The mice Kubia was miyash. It belongs to him. I was not over Baliroy because I said Kol Chamira. But Chomet, that you say Kol Chamira is also Banor. If you don't sell it to a goy, it's also. It doesn't help that you're not over Baliroy. So the shaila is, if it's included in every chomes that I have, even that I did not have in mind to sell it, maybe in his mechir, maybe I have to call him and ask him if he sold it. The vase in my room, I don't know what to do with it.
Maybe sell it. Moshe Beagle sells them.
What do you mean?
He sells whiskey. If it's worth a lot of money, sell it.
But it's also to eat. Is that makbid?
I don't know.
No, is that a kashrut? Whiskey is also, if it's chametz or pesach,
It's not that guy has to learn. That's not a problem. Why the guy is doing that instead of learning? It's not hakashas. I don't know. I'm holding on to it in the meantime, but it's too chashuv b'al, that I can tell you. Very chashuv b'al. So, but this is what the Ramban says. The Ramban says to teach us, and this is what Ramban says, that Yosef HaTzadik, Acharitzus Sheker, it's not the Pshat was a mistake, was unresponsible that he went there. Nothing could have happened. And after the Pesach is Mamshech, Vayomer Oish, Nosu Mize, Ki Shomati Yoyim Rimecho Desono. Rashi says, Nosu Mize, Hisiu Aso Minach. He gave him words that he will understand, don't go, they're not your brothers anymore. This is what Rashi says, Pshat. Nosu Mize, Hisiu Aso Minach. Rashi is Pshut Eshel Mikro, it's not Remozim. Nelecho Desono, Levakesh Lom, Dos Shiyom Misu Esro Bohem. Pshut Eshel Mikro. Rashi in Pshat, the Malach told him, they're going to kill you. Or at least he hinted it to him. Ramban says nothing went through. Because if it has to happen, it has to happen. Yeah, we have a Chiyuv Hashtadlus, but never to think.
They didn't want to lie. They will kill him. The Chayoro will eat him. They will say Chayoro Acholosoi. That's what the Chaim HaKadosh says. The Pesach is Mamshich, Mechuvin HaRegel Shechuv HaRegel HaBoyros. Vayish Maruv HaYatzilim Yodom, Vayayimu Eloi Nakenu Nefesh. Hashlichu Oysa El HaBoyr HaZeh, Hashem Amid Bo, V'yad Al Tishdu Bo, Leman Hatzil Oysa Miyodom, Lo Yishivu Yoloviv. Chazar Oysa El HaBoyr HaZeh, So the Goyen says, Haboiro, they did not think that there's nothing inside. They thought that it's empty, so it's Loshon Choser. Vahaboirek ein b'mayim, Chazal says, Aval mechoshim v'akrabim yesh boi, so it's mole with a vov, because it had mechoshim v'akrabim. And the kasha is, Chazal, everyone has the kasha, the famous kasha, Ari, Hushlach leboy sheyesh benechoshim ve'akrabim meidim alav shemeis. So what will help if you don't want to kill him? How Reuven is telling them, put him in a boy she'ein b'mayim, aval nechoshim ve'akrabim yesh boy. But meidim alav shemeis, benechoshim ve'akrabim. So what is the pshat? So the Rachaim HaKodesh is a famous Rachaim, and that is very hard things that he told them, don't kill him. Abal Pchira sometimes could do things. But if you leave it to the animals, if it was no Gzeira that he will die, he will not die. There's a famous vote from Rabbi Yenis and Ibishitz. The Gemara says in Broches, Masha Shenema Vaboy Reik, Dorash Rabbi Yenis and Barsimloi, Mai Nichsi Vaboy Reik, Ein Boy Maim, Masha Shenema Vaboy Reik, Yoidani she'ein boi maim. What is v'aboi reik ein boi maim? For sure, if it's reik, for sure ein boi maim. L'ma she'nema v'aboi reik ein boi maim, maim hu de ein boi, aval nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boi. Dora shalmi yezif asim loi, nerchana koshiniko l'mala me'asimah ma'psulo, kesuko v'kamovi. So what is the shaykh is the two maimers? So Pasha is the same name. But in the Medrash, they knew each other without the same name. So Rabbi Nissen Ibishitz, that the kasha was, if it's the choshev v'akrabim, midim alav shemeis. So what happened that they threw Yosef to the boy? The answer was deeper from Esri Mamma, and they didn't see the snakes. So Rabbi Nissen Ibishitz, this is the shaykhs that took members of the Gemara, one near each other.
but the world says deeper. Lamaisa, you see. See planes, Lamala Mesa Mama, you can see a plane. So what is the pshat? The kasha was the brothers threw him to the boy. Obviously, the brothers knew about it. This is the pashtus. They didn't know about it. What the pasuk is coming to say that, even if they didn't know about it for sure, when they after it took him out, they saw all the snakes. They're not touching him. So why the brothers did not say, "Listen, if the snakes did not bite him, obviously Yosef is a tzaddik." The answer is, the nest happened far away from them. Lemato me'esrimamo. You're right that they saw the nest, but they didn't live the nest. For the nest to be mashpia, you need to live the nest. Mechanico she'inicho lemalo me'esrimamo is not good. People see it, but they don't live it. They don't live it. People have to live the ness. This is Pirsum and Nisan. Why? Why Dafka and Chanukah is so important? The koyach of the Yevonim was Kisvelu an keren ha-shoyr ein lanu chelik v'nachlo be'eloi ki Yisrael. Why is al keren ha-shoyr? So it's two pshotim. One pshat that the shoyr in the old days was like the buses in our days. It was like the posters on the buses. So at the warns of the cow, you write, "Ein lanu chelik v'nachlo Yisrael." Another pshat, Reb Leib Gurvitz says he saw in the British Museum from the time of the Yevonim, they found bottles of babies. That days they did not have plastic. They took horns and they would make a little hole. That would be the bottle of the baby. So it means when the baby sucked the bottle already, he had, like, you know, like today they put the gedolim on the beds of the babies. In America they put the football players around the bed. So, and then from the time, what is the pshat? The koyach of Yavon was what we call today modern. The media, we call it today. It was in that, it was a different level. So it was not on the level that we had in our generation. But the level was that signs all over, atmosphere. To make an atmosphere of Ein Lanu Chelek Be'Elokei Yisrael. The winning of the Yevonim was to do the opposite. The way they won the Yevonim was Mila Hashem Elai. We are mefarsam the nes all over, we're giving over the message. All over, we're giving over the message. And very strongly, we're giving over the message all over. Yesh lanu chelek be'Elokei Yisrael. This is the Yisrael of Pirsum and Nisan. And that is the reason the Pirsum and Nisan has to be lemato me'esrim, because it has to be that you see it and you live it. Now, the Mesir Shishonim writes that if a person, he writes down how a person could work on godless. It's really late, but I want to say the last piece. He says a person has to think to himself the whole time. He says for the lower people. He says first the bigger people. He says if you have five friends, your friend gets married and he has a house with a nice swimming pool with five jips, with a little helicopter in the backyard, you know, the small red ones. And you live in a small house, your eyes will pop. Yes. Will not manage to hold yourself. He says, the guy that learned 12 hours has it. You will have less. What are you saying? Okay, but please, I will not be in Gehenna. But in this world, even if you have everything, if your friend has double, or has even one house bigger for you, you can't handle it. You can't handle it. This one will happen, dear. If a person will live it 24 hours, he says, what is the koyach of the Yetzer? He doesn't let you to live it. If you will live it, you will not be depressed. You will work to get it. You could get it. You could just stay up tonight and learn. You could get it. What do you do instead? Go somewhere to sing. Go to Suda Shabbos with someone that will sing till 12 o'clock by night. Or you could learn 4 hours of Bismarckish. If you will live it, you will not stop.
the problem with the Achim was, again, I don't know if the boy was 20 Amo or 50 Amo, was a mess, but was not in front of him. He drew Yosef to a place that he could be killed. And listen to the chutzpah, to take him out from that boy to sell him. He drew, you know, face me. He's near the snakes, I'm not eating him. Okay, here. I was certain it's right. You hold it. Ayala aladas. But when you don't live it, it's very late. I want to finish with the vote. Vayishvu lecho lechem. Vayisu eneyem vayu ochas ishmoyle. The shayla, why they ate bread? I saw it's brought down in the Sforim, in the Chsidish Sforim, that when a person is hungry and tired, he's angry. And the Achim HaKadoshim wanted to assure that they're doing the Mechiras Yosef in the right place. And vice versa, they were hungry. So they sat to eat before they would carry on what to do to make sure that they're not hungry. So the person in life sometimes has to make very big decisions. He has to check himself if he's not tired or if he's not hungry. If he's tired or hungry, sometimes sleep, relax, eat a good meal, now decide if you want to start off with another person. So it's brought down, I think, in the Ben Ishchai. So the Achim HaKadoshim, Vayeshvu Lecho Lechem. And then they went to Sol Mitzrayim. We'll stop here because we have to go to more.